Hey guys,
Blog
and welcome back
Radio.
To College Girl Weekly. I'm Caroline, and today we're going to discuss the pros and cons of fall with fashion tips, studying tips to carry you through the end of the semester, or at least until after midterm grade. So without further ado, here are the pros of fall. The leaves are changing, and it's beautiful scenery all around. It's the perfect opportunity to take a drive, or if you want, I don't know, sometimes I know I feel like going outside and just raking the leaves. It just makes me feel good. It smells good. Everything smells good. The weather is perfect with a nice 60-degree angle here, and I don't know, but I'm from the New England states, and up here, fall is pretty beautiful with the mountains in the background, and they have all the colors on them. It's absolutely gorgeous. Halloween, as we mentioned in our last episode, there's everything you could possibly want, candy and costumes. You get to be somebody else for a night. There's haunted houses. There's movies. Any kind you want, everything is there. What more are you asking for? Thanksgiving, which is one of my personal favorite holidays because food is bae, and food is my favorite thing on earth. And you get to see all this family that you haven't seen in a long time, and you get to see friends while you're home for Thanksgiving break. There's turkey and stuffing, which is my personal favorite. There's mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and literally everything good that's under the sun. And the parade is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. I always wake up early and sit and watch the parade with a cup of coffee, and then I go in and I help my mom get ready for the dinner that we're going to have. My grandparents come over. It's so much fun. Thanksgiving is definitely my favorite holiday. The fall foods, other than what happens on Thanksgiving Day, you have cider, you have hot cider, you have cold cider, you have apple cider, you have pumpkin cider, you have any kind of thing you could possibly want. The hot drinks are awesome. You have PSLs, pumpkin spice lattes. You have everything at Starbucks that's in the fall range of things. It's awesome. You have chestnut drinks. You have everything you could possibly dream of. All the pie you want. Nobody is going to judge you for eating a whole pie of your own. There's apple pie, pumpkin pie, strawberry pie. Anything you could want is there, and there's so many options, and it's amazing. Any kind of soups you want. I know butternut squash is a really big fall favorite. I'm personally not too into the soups, but I know a lot of people that are, and that's awesome. There's so many options for you, and soups are always good on a cool fall day when the leaves are falling. You sit in your sweater, and you just eat your soup and watch a movie. So much fun. Next is cuter clothes. Listen, ladies, I know this is my favorite part about fall is the clothes, because I can be as bloated as I want. I can have eaten an entire pumpkin pie the night before and still look good the next day because the fall clothes are amazing. They have sweaters, bulky sweaters, and leggings and riding boots, and that's the outfit of the season, literally outfit of the season. So nobody is judging you for wearing your bulky sweaters because nobody even knows that you're bloated or have eaten way too much food for the size of person that you are. So that's always so much fun. Okay, for now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the cons of fall and the fashion of fall, my personal favorites and other people's favorites, and how to survive midterm. So get ready for that.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Okay, welcome back. So today is all about fall. We've already mentioned the pros, so let's get into those cons. Okay, I know a big one is that school is starting and that sucks. Nobody ever wants to go back to school. But you know what? You get to see all your friends you maybe haven't seen all summer because you're not that close of friends. You're just kind of acquaintances. So that's fun. You get to see your teachers. I know, at least in high school, I was always friends with my teachers, so that's always fun. Again, going back to college campuses, it's fun. You get to start all new classes, and that's always great for you, and you can join clubs and all that. There's a lot of club meetings in the beginning of the year that are very introductory, so you can see a lot of different topics before you pick one, and that's always good, too. It's getting colder, so that's not good. That's definitely a con. You can't wear flip-flops and shorts anymore, which is my favorite thing. But then again, there's blankets and snuggly clothes, so I guess we can deal with it. If you have any body art, it tends to get covered towards the fall and winter, which kind of sucks, especially because you paid a lot of money for that and you sat through a lot of pain for that. So it sucks when your body art gets covered or your piercings. You have a belly button piercing. I know that gets covered in the fall. I don't personally have one, but I do have a lot of tattoos, and they do get covered, and, you know, that's not fun. But you know they're there, and the people that are close to you know they're there, and that's all that's good, you know? Another one is really bad. Everybody gets sick, and germs are so gross. You're just sitting in class and you hear like five people cough, and there's tissues everywhere, and people are sniffling during tests. Oh my God, it's disgusting. One big suggestion would be to wipe everything down. Please sanitize your hands, wash your hands. Please, please, please be clean, and keep your workspace clean, keep your things clean. You don't want to get sick, especially if you're in a dorm, especially if it's your first year away. You know, being sick is not fun when you're not with your mom. I know that sounds a little juvenile, but it's very true. You know, I'm 20 years old, and I still don't want to be without my mom when I'm sick. So try to keep healthy. Get a flu shot. I know Walgreens offers them for free, and so does most college health centers. So please get on top of that. Get that every year. It's always helpful. Family reunions on holidays. As much as I mentioned that those are pro, those can also be a con because you see family you haven't seen in a long time and you haven't talked to them in a long time. Everyone's asking about you and asking the same questions. Where's your boyfriend? How's your classes going? Do you have a job yet? What are you going to do with that degree? What's your degree again? You know, con, like, get out of my life. I don't, you know, it's annoying. Great Aunt Mildred, I'm tired. I don't want to answer those questions. And a lot of times I don't have the answers to those questions. I don't know what I'm going to do when I graduate. I'm not there yet. I'm trying to get through the daily struggle of being in college. So a lot of times that's really hard for a lot of people, especially if you don't see them often and they ask all these tiresome questions all the time. The days start to get shorter, and that sucks. They get darker early, and I'm tired at 5:30. I want to go to bed by that time, and most people are eating dinner, and I'm like, oh, I just want to go to sleep. So my internal clock is all messed up. It takes me like 2 weeks to get used to the clocks changing. If you live in one of those few states that doesn't have the clocks changing, you are so lucky. Hold on to that, because you're very lucky that the clocks don't change there. If you're upstate New York like I am, or if you're in any of the New England states or north at all, it's going to snow. It's going to snow early. I'm surprised that upstate New York has not gotten snow yet in November. It's definitely a miracle. I wouldn't count on it every year, but definitely enjoying it while we have it. But for everywhere else, snow is happening. Snow is coming, and you know winter is coming, you know? So it's, you know, that's definitely a con. The flowers and the grass dies. I know that sounds silly, but it does. The leaves are dying, and I know it's fun to look at the leaves changing and falling, and you rake them, and you jump in the piles, but really, you know, those are dead. So you're celebrating death a little bit, you know. They die. Everything's brown and ugly once everything's changed and everything, so that's no good. Okay, all these cons, I'm getting tired already. It's time to hibernate. But we'll be right back after a quick message to talk about fashion styles and studying tips to last you through midterms.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So we've been speaking about the pros and cons of this lovely season that we're in. And now we're going to get into the good stuff, the fashion. If you're a girl, you know how much the fashion means to the season, so let's get started. Scarves. Everybody loves scarves. They're the perfect accessories. They make every outfit look a little bit more special, make it look like you tried a little bit harder. They go with every color. You can find a scarf in any color you want, and they go with pretty much every outfit. If you have a bright-colored shirt on or a bright-colored sweater, you hit a, you know, a muted tone scarf, and that does it out a little bit. Or vice versa, if you have on all black or a lot of grays, like I like to do, and you hit yourself with, you know, a bright pink scarf or a red scarf or a green scarf, that really pops your outfit out and makes it look a lot more special. Riding boots, one of my favorite parts of fall fashion. You know, one of them. I love it all. But riding boots make me feel sexy, and they make me feel tall, and they're comfortable, and they're warm. They're almost as good as flip-flops, almost. They're still not my favorite. Flip-flops are my favorite. But for the fall fashion, riding boots are definitely my fave. They come in, you know, you can get them in any color, really, but the two main ones are black and brown. This year, I got a pair of gray boots, so those are, I'm excited to try those out when it gets a little bit cooler. So, yeah, riding boots are awesome. Flannels, you can get them in so many patterns, so many textures, so many colors and cuts, and you can steal your boyfriend's or your dad's. You know, I love to steal other people's clothes. It's one of my big pastimes. So I love, currently I have at least 3 of my dad's flannels because they fit nice and big and bulky, and they keep me warm, and, you know, he picks out good colors for whatever reason, I don't know. Sweatshirts, these are my favorite. Forever. You can represent your school or a team you like, or your high school even. I represent my high school all the time. You can represent just colors. You don't even have to have anything on it. A gym you go to, anything. They have sweatshirts for everything, and they're so cozy, and they're so warm. You can, I have at least 15 in my closet right now. So those are always good. You pair with a pair of jeans and some sneakers or some flats or boots, anything. Anything goes. Sweaters. Fall is definitely sweater weather. You can have as many styles as you want. There's ribbed, there's cardigans, there's bulky men's sweaters. You can steal those from your boyfriend, too. You can get a cardigan that's bulky. You can get a cardigan that's thin. You can get the long sweaters, the short sweaters. There's just endless options, and they make every outfit nice, warm, cozy, and you don't have to hide anything when you're wearing a sweater because it's already big. Jackets. Why not wear a light jacket? Get a trench coat or a pea coat or a military jacket or, you know, anything. They come in fun colors, they come in styles, and they're always the perfect addition to any outfit. I personally am a big fan of the jean jacket, but please, please, please do not put your jean jacket with the same color jeans. It doesn't go. Put your light colored jean jacket with dark jeans and your dark colored jean jacket with light jeans. Try not to do the same color. Okay, when we get back, we'll finally be getting to those study tips you've been waiting for.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back and ready to study. Well, no one is ever ready to study, but we're as ready as we'll ever be. So here goes nothing. Tip five, focus and stay on track during that last 2-month hurdle. Do a little bit of studying at a time. Make it fun. You know, don't try and read your whole textbook. It's not going to work. Do not pull all-nighters. Sleep is better than studying. If you stay up all night studying and then miss your exam in the morning, you're not going to be too happy. And all that studying will be for nothing. Read your textbooks. You paid a lot of money for them, so actually crack them open and take a read. Use flashcards when studying for an exam. Make them a week ahead of time and just keep them in your bag and just pull them out whenever you have a break or you're drinking a coffee. Do the review sheet. Not all professors will give you a review sheet, but the ones that do are definitely, all those questions are definitely guaranteed to be on the test, so make sure you read them. Use a planner. Plan out your assignments and see when your biggest test test dates are and your weeks are. Okay, so we hope you thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. If you like this or have any topics you'd like us to cover, please like our page at facebook.com/collegegirlweekly and Twitter at collegegirlweek. Feel free to comment on this page as well, and tune in next Thursday at 6 p.m. Thanks for listening.